My conservatory experience. Where to start? Okay. I want to talk about conservatory. Basically, like, as sort of just like what I did there and the experiences I had, and not so much like, this is my advice for joining a conservatory. Like, it's more so like I just want to chat about my personal experience in conservatory. So, I think the first thing that I want to say is that after, or my junior year of high school, I auditioned for 9 conservatories. I was like, I don't want to go to a college that is not a conservatory style program. And for those of you who don't know what a conservatory is, essentially it's like a trade school. And I kind of say it, like, talk about it like that because I want people to understand, like, you don't study anything other than like your specific craft. However, there are conservatories that are like they're like conservatory style training programs within a school. So, for example, Rutgers has Mason Gross, which is a conservatory style program. But if you go to Rutgers, you still have to take like all the other regular classes. Same with, I'm pretty sure like Carnegie Mellon, like they have a conservatory style program, but you still have to take other classes. So I knew that I wanted to go to a conservatory. I knew that like that's what I was going to audition for. I didn't want to have to take any other classes. I was like, there is no way that math is going to be relevant in my life. No matter how many times I had a teacher say to me, well, because, okay, wait, I need to back up. So, like, my thing is that I would always say to teachers, like, especially for Algebra 2 in high school, I would always be like, how is this going to help me? Like, what are those things called where it's like an upside down U, and like you learn to like graph it or something? And I remember one time I asked my algebra teacher, like, what is the point of me learning how to do this? And she was like, well, you know those McDonald's, you know those McDonald's, come here, Nora, hold on, Nora needs to come on my lap. Hey, little kitty, won't you fit on my way? Hey, little kitty, won't you fit on my way? Hey, little kitty, won't you fit on. Okay, here she is. So she was like, you know those McDonald's signs? And I was like, yes, Debbie, I know the McDonald's signs. She was like, well, if you ever want to build one of those. And I was like, I don't want to build one of those. Like, I want to be an actress. And she was like, well, you're gonna need to learn how to count your money. And like, anytime anybody would ever say that to me, my response would be, no, I'm not. My accountant is going to count my money. Right? If I'm that successful where I need to count a whole bunch of money, also, like, I have a bank account. Like, I don't need to count every single dollar that I have. Anyway, I'm absolutely getting off track. Point is that, like, I didn't want to take all of these other classes. I didn't feel like they were necessary for me in my life. So I wanted to go to conservatory. Audition for 9 schools, one of them being the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, baby. And it was actually my first school that I auditioned for, and I got in. I got accepted. Like, I literally found out 2 weeks later, which was a really great boost to like beginning my journey of auditioning for other schools, because I was like, oh, like I already got into the academy, so like I know that this is something I can do. Poor Taylor. I did not get accepted into any other school. Actually, well, okay, so I got accepted into like some of the schools, like the actual schools, but as far as getting accepted into the program, the conservatory program, I didn't get accepted. And then but I think like for like NYU, like I think like I did actually get accepted into Tisch, which is the conservatory program there. But I wasn't accepted into NYU because my goddamn SAT scores weren't good enough. So I ended up going to the Academy, which is a 2-year school with an optional third year that you can audition for. And I had a fabulous time, and I don't regret going to the Academy. Like, it was so much fun. But I do wish that, like, my parents had said, like, you have to go to a 4-year school. Like, you have to get a bachelor's degree, because I didn't get a bachelor's degree from there. I got an associate's degree. But, you know, it was still great fun. So fresh out of high school, this is like September of the year 2014. Wow, that was a long time ago. My first year of ADA, and it is so much fun. I am so hyped up. I'm like this little bright-eyed girl ready to start acting. And honestly, it was the most fun I have had ever in my entire life. Like, I will say this for my whole life, that my conservatory experience was the most fun I've ever had. Like, those were the most fun 2 years of my life. I think it's funnest 2 years. So year one, I did scene study class. I did, voice and speech, movement, all of the normal stuff. I remember my movement class. It was the entire first semester. All we did was yoga. Like, this is some kooky shit if all I'm doing in this movement class is yoga, okay? And, like, I remember, like, at the time, really disliking it. Because, I'd never done yoga in my life before. And also, like, it's not what I thought movement was supposed to be. My second year, like, I definitely got more, the movement class became, like, much more what I thought it was going to be. But literally, like, and then even second semester, I was like, oh my god, like, this is second semester. Maybe I'm not going to do fucking yoga anymore. And then, once again, I'm doing yoga with, like, tiny little other activities sprinkled in here and there. But hey, it did kind of, like, force me into loving yoga. Like, I really do like yoga now, and I completely understand, like, the benefits of it. I just feel like maybe I didn't need to do yoga for an entire year at a conservatory. There was another class. So I also took script analysis my first year there, and there was this professor. I'm like determining whether or not I want to say her name, because her name was like as funky and kooky as she was. But of course, like, I'm not going to say her name. Let me just say that her first name was like the name of a mythical box. And her, if you can figure out what that is, then, like, kudos to you. And her last name was a type of transportation device that you can take somewhere. Like, something that kids play on. Okay, wait. I can't tell you guys the name of this person. Anyway, people thought that she was tripping out on LSD. Like, people thought she was fully tripping on acid, coming to class, teaching us. Because she would come into class and, like, people would ask her a question and she would randomly start doing, like, ballet pirouettes. Like, she would just start pirouetting in class while answering the question. I don't know if she was trying to, like, make script analysis more entertaining, but it honestly just made it more distracting. Like, we were all very confused the whole time. I was like, there's no way that this woman is serious. And then I think she did something else at one point, too, that, like, I just remember being, like, super kooky. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was, but now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure she just, like, randomly disappeared. Either she quit or she was fired. Probably because we all thought she was on acid. And maybe she was. Hey, you know, we all experience things in our lives. We all like dabble here and there. Maybe she was dabbling at that point in her life. So here I am, like floating through my first year of acting school, having the best time of my life. Also getting to experience like other people, other students who were as interested in acting as I was and took it as seriously as I did. Because believe me, like my high school experience of drama club and the all school musical, it was not what I would have hoped for myself. I always wanted to go to the LaGuardia Performing Arts High School, but alas, I did not grow up in New York, so I was unable to attend that high school. So back to my first year acting class, halfway through my first semester. So this is like, you know, I'm a newbie. I don't know why I always make these references to like coming out the womb, but I came out the womb into this acting world of a conservatory. And my first teacher, she had a family emergency halfway through the semester. And she was just like, all of a sudden, she was gone and replaced with probably the hardest core teacher at the conservatory. His name was Zenon, first of all. That was his first name. And I have nothing bad to say about Zenon, which is why I feel comfortable like letting y'all know his name, because I loved that man. He probably has no idea who I am now, but he made a big impact in my life. And everyone was shook when Zenon came into our class. Actually, we came into the class and Zenon was just like sitting there. And he was like, I am your teacher for the rest of the semester. That's a really bad impersonation. I apologize, Zenon. That's not how you speak. But we were all shook because he was a second year teacher. Second year teacher teaching first year, first semester. Oh my God. However, you know, here he is. And he's like, Susan was my other teacher. He's like, Susan is no longer with us. She's not going to be here anymore for this semester. I'm replacing her. Everyone was like quaking in their boots. I remember like nobody was speaking. We were all like looking at each other and he was like, so I'm going to give you your scenes and your scene partners. Remember, he had no idea who we were at this point. So like Susan, meanwhile, had spent like a good 2 weeks getting to know us before handing out scenes. And so we're randomly sitting. And of course, I decided to sit next to this boy that I was like obsessed with at that time in my life. And so I'm sitting next to him and Zenon literally goes down the line of how we're sitting and goes, you two are partners, you two are partners, you two are partners, pairing up people with who they're sitting next to. This kid, I knew he wasn't happy with being my scene partner. Hey, man, if you're listening, I'm sorry you hated me so much at Ada. Like, I don't know what I deserved. I don't know what I did to deserve your hatred. No, I don't think he hated me. I just think he... Actually, what I think is that he really liked me a lot, but his girlfriend at the time hated me. And she wasn't at the school. She was elsewhere. And so he was like, I have to keep Taylor at like an arm's length because I have feelings for her. And my girlfriend's going to murder me if she finds out. Funny enough, like that girl and I ended up becoming friends, but that's another story for another day. So he and I get paired together. Let's just call him Carlos. Carlos and I get paired together and we get given a scene and I don't like the scene. I didn't like it. I felt like it was really boring. And like the scene I had just worked on before, I was working with who I thought was the best actor in the class at the time. And the scene was like a really intense, like big blowout scene between a brother and sister. And it was fucking amazing. Like I loved it. And so I got this other scene and I'm like, this is so boring. Meanwhile, these other two kids in the class got a scene from a play called The Two Character Play by Tennessee Williams, which has been my favorite play for a very long time. And I remember, like, Zenon was like, if you're not happy with your scenes, like, come bring it to me. Like, tell me. And then they, at the end of class, the two of them, the other pair, went up to Zenon and were like, we don't understand this scene at all. And he was like, okay, that's fine. And then myself and Carlos, who he was willing to speak to me, we were like, we don't really like the scene. Like, I'm like, I was like, and I think I might have been pushing it a little bit more. I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I want to do something more challenging. And so I went up to Zenon and I was like, I want something more challenging. I think he might have been like offended. And to be fair, like, I think it's kind of immature of me at that time to like say that to somebody, because all acting is challenging at the end of the day. And like, some of the most challenging acting work is like, it can come from something that is like the most calm scene, like where you have to be the most subtle and you really just have to exist and all that stuff. But I was young and I wanted to, you know, do a really intense scene. I wanted to prove that I was emotionally available, people. Okay. I'm just going to come out there and say that. So, Carlos and I went to the library. He was like, okay. Or no. I think he like started like cackling Zenon. He was like, all right, well, you want something more challenging? Take this scene that this other pair cannot understand. Why don't you try to figure it out, miss? I know everything about acting. So I was like, all right, say less. Like, that's fine. And so I took it and Carlos and I read through the scene. And then I remember like the next day, I don't know if Carlos was with me the next day, but I went to the library that was in the school to like find the play, because you should always read the full play. Okay. I'm just going to say that. And I remember like this other pair was there and, I was like telling them what Zenon had given me, the fact that they had given me their scene. And the girl was like, good luck. I could not understand this play whatsoever, or could not understand the scene whatsoever. And so I'm like, ah, how hard could it be? And I ended up reading the play and I'm like, I love it. This is like amazing. The play, if you're not familiar about it, or if you're not familiar with it, it's about a brother and sister again, but they're supposed to be a lot older. And essentially they're like slowly losing their minds because they witnessed their father shoot their mother and then himself. So, and they're supposed to be like 65 years old. So the fact that like their parents must have been like in their 90s at least. And they're like slowly going insane. They think that they're like creating a play. It's basically a play within a play, which I think is why it's hard to understand, because there's no clear like transition of when the play turns from just the characters of Claire and Felice into like what they're writing, what these characters are writing. But for some reason, like, I just understood it. So I remember Carlos and I, like, we never really like fully rehearsed the scene, because it was a really challenging scene emotionally. Like, literally, like, the scene we got is the last scene of the play where the brother and sister is like planning on taking their lives in a similar fashion that their parents did, but they're doing it like within their world of the play, so that like they're not really coming to terms with what they're doing. I'm ranting. Essentially, it was intense, and Carlos and I were doing like repetition one evening to sort of work on like connecting as these characters. And I remember the repetition changed from like regular repetition to like talking about our relationship, like Carlos and my relationship. It was crazy. Like, after you graduate high school and you go to an acting conservatory, actors are nuts, y'all. Like, we are so emotionally vulnerable. And like, at that point, it's like first time out of the house, first time living on your own, living in freaking New York City. Like, I am having experiences that I've never had before in my life. So we did repetition for like an hour and a half. And like, essentially, like, it was really good. It really helped the scene, y'all. And then we did the scene, and it was amazing. And, like, I felt connected, and I remember, like, Zenon being, like, after one run of it, he was like, I don't have any notes for the two of you. Like, I know that you're connected to these characters. It was really hard because, like, it's obviously, like, a really emotionally intense scene, but it was incredible. My relationship with Carlos did not get any better after that, let me tell you. So, second semester of my first year was much more calm. I did, like a lot of, like, really fun scenes that year. I had to do dance that year, which was a challenge, let me tell you. And then second year came along, and I was accepted back. You have to be accepted into second year. And now, second year, I'm not living on campus. I'm living in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, in an apartment with my very good friend Sabrina and our friend Amina. And, like, you have to be accepted in the second year. So I was accepted. And that summer in between first year and second year, look, if you're going to go down this route of, like, going to school in the city and living in the city for the summer in between your first and second year of school, just be prepared to get up to a lot of shenanigans. Like, I don't want to out myself with everything that I did. Hold on, my cat needs me. Okay, she did not want to go under the blanket like I thought she did. Yeah, so as I was saying, I don't want to out myself because I did some things that may have been extremely questionable to do. And, like, I don't want to worry my mother, who I'm sure is watching this or listening to this right now. But I can say that I smoked a lot of marijuana. I smoked a lot of weed. I hung out with my friends. I had a great time. It was a great learning experience. And I'm glad sort of that, like, I had that experience at that point in my life, because now at this age, like, I feel like much more, oh my God. I feel much more like, just like, I don't want to experience all those things. Like, I already did that. I did, like, the wild side of life for a while. And I don't need to know, like, what that's like anymore, you know? So I can settle down. I can be an adult. But I will say, like, the one thing that I wish I hadn't done, honestly, is I wish I hadn't, like, been, how do I put this? I feel like because I smoked a lot of weed back then, I, like, wasn't as focused on some of my other classes as I was, like, on my acting classes. Because honestly, like, I feel like it was, like, the same thing. Like, I understood how, like, voice and speech was going to help, and I understood how, like, movement was helpful and all this stuff, but the classes that I really excelled in were like the acting scene study classes. And come here, Nora, Nora, Nora. Hey, little kitty, won't you fiddle my way? Hey, little kitty, won't you fiddle my way? Hey, little kitty. Okay. So yeah, I think that like a lot of like my shenanigans kind of distracted me from excelling as much as I wanted to. I think now if I was to go to a conservatory right now, it would be a lot different. Like I would be very serious about what I was doing. I mean, I was serious back then too, but like I was so wrapped up in my emotions with Carlos and like all that stuff and like trying to fit in and like fitting in and like being like well liked because I was well liked enough, but also like not being a part of like the cool crowd. Like I didn't smoke cigarettes, so I didn't hang out with like the cool actors smoking cigarettes on the street. Not that I would want to do that anyway, but I was just like just very like eccentric. Like I've always been like a very like eccentric human being. And I think like some other people were just trying to chill. Meanwhile, I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? And they're like, oh God, Taylor's like on a whole other level. But honestly, like, don't fucking care about that stuff. Like, who cares? Who cares? Like, I don't care. Like, I'm like, where are you? Like, if you're succeeding, great. If you're not, great. I'm doing my thing. Like, you can do your thing. I just wish I hadn't, like, really cared as much. So, second year was great. I loved second year. Always having so much fun. I'm doing what I love to do. So, you know, what can go wrong? Loved second year. And then the second semester of second year was just completely dedicated to our graduation plays. So we were just in rehearsal, essentially, which was also amazing because it was like, I just love acting, guys. It was amazing. Honestly, like, if you can go to a conservatory, go to a conservatory. It's so much fun. And the people that you meet and like the friendships that you make will like, they'll really change your life. Like and especially in New York, like if you are young and living in New York, you're going to have a good time. Let me tell you that. I remember I went to this party one time. It was so embarrassing. It must have been like before the summer of my second year. And I got a little too intoxicated and actually, you know what? I'm not going to tell the story because it sort of ended in like a really scary. What was I saying? So then after second year, I do the graduation play, which was so fun. And like, of course all my family comes to see it. And, the manager who I spoke to you guys about last episode, who I was signed to after, conservatory, the manager came to see it. And it was great. And I auditioned for third year. As I said, you have to audition for the third year. And essentially it was like, it was just like full length plays. Like they just did like full length plays for the year. Remember, has like a boogie in her eye. I'm trying to get it. And I I killed the audition. Like, it was a really good audition, and I know that I did well. And I did an audition from This Is Our Youth. I did actually one of the male auditions, and then I did a monologue from Antigone, the one where she's like tomb, bridal chamber, eternal prison in the caverned rock, whither I go to find mine own, those many who have perished, and who Persephone hath received among the dead. Not me literally knowing every line of every monologue that I've ever memorized. So do the audition, and like for the Antigone one, I'm like shaking. Like the amount of emotional prep that I did for that audition, I was shaking. And I'm like, meanwhile, I'm like looking, or like I can see like the main director for the third year at the corner of my eye. Literally, like he's like sitting there and he's like nodding his head. It's like, yes, yes. Like, and then I saw him at the little cafe downstairs like a few days later. And he didn't say anything to me about my audition, but he was like, this is now the first time I've ever spoken to this man. He says, I saw your graduation play. And I was like, oh, yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah. And he was like, I thought you did really well. And I was like, ah. I was like, okay, so am I getting into third year? Basically, I didn't get into third year. And I was crushed. And pretty sure like my ego was a little bit bruised too, because I really thought I was going to. I mean, this man was like nodding yes at my audition. I know that like I like hit the emotions that I wanted to. Like I know I was in the moment, like I could feel it. I felt connected. But I wasn't accepted. And honestly, I think that it's because I didn't have the best grades in my other classes. Like straight up, how can I be getting like A's in my acting classes and the teacher notes are like, never seen somebody more emotionally available, super connected, always does like the background character work. I got the boogie from Nora's eye. I got it, guys. I got it. Yeah, but then like, you know, and like that's totally on me. Like I wasn't putting in the effort into my other classes that like I should have been. So I don't get accepted, and I was sad. I was definitely sad, and my ego was a little bit bruised. But it definitely freed me up to be able to like go do other experiences. And also, like, some of the people that they did accept into second year, it also felt very much like, oh, like, all of these kids are, like, kind of, like, suck-ups to, like, all of the teachers. And also, they were also doing, like, a musical that year, which I was like, why are you guys doing a musical? Like, you're literally, like, a straight play kind of school. Like, you're not AMDA, you're ADA. Why are we doing musicals? So I also think like a big part of it was casting people who could sing really well, which was just kind of annoying. But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. I am where I am now. I loved my conservatory experience. It gave me the ability to finally work with people who were as serious about acting as I was, and who like I felt like people that I could look up to, people that I could be inspired by, teachers that I could look up to. It was amazing. So if you get the opportunity to go to a conservatory, or if you're thinking about going to a conservatory, but you're like, I don't know, like if I'm gonna like it, it's so much fun, you guys. I highly recommend doing a conservatory. I would just say, like, even if you're like, I want to be an actress, I don't care about getting a degree. I don't know. I wish I had gotten my four-year degree earlier, because acting is hard and it's a hard business. And I'm sorry, but like I don't want to be a waiter or a waitress. Like I want to do what I'm doing now, which is teaching acting. But I definitely could not be hired for the positions that I'm in now if I didn't have my bachelor's degree. But yeah, that's my conservatory story. One day maybe I'll divulge a little bit more. If you have any questions about like auditioning for conservatories or anything like that, please hit me up on my acting teacher Taylor Instagram. I would love to know your thoughts. Send me your conservatory experiences, like your most wild situation. Like, were you seen partners with the boy that you were infatuated with? I would love to know. But shout out to you, Carlos. I hope you're doing well, man. I, you know, you were a good dude. You treated me like shit, but you were a good dude. Then again, like, I wasn't really. I should have known back then. I should have been like, you don't deserve my time and my energy. I'm an independent woman. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast episode about my conservatory experience. I appreciate it as always, and I will see you next time. Peace.